Test 1, 2. morning, everyone. Welcome to Sunday service, the Lord's Day here. I'm glad you're here to visit with us for the first time. We just wanted to take a moment before we start the service. The congregation has put together some Christmas presents for Pastor Larry and his wife, and welcoming them here to our church. It started just about 6 months ago, I think.
Almost six.
But this is a tradition here, so we're very grateful that you've come to be our pastor, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. It's an honor and really a privilege to be here. I thank God for it every single day.
Well, good morning. We're glad you're here with us at Grace Baptist Church to worship our Lord on this Lord's Day on Christmas Eve. And we have a few announcements for you. First of all, there will not be a women's Bible study this week, but there will be one next week. And there will not be a Sunday school class next week, but it will return on the 7th of January. A friendly reminder, please silence your phones during the worship service. Or the best way to do that is either to turn it off or to put it on airplane mode. Please do that. We had a little bit of static in the recording last week, and that's usually where it comes from. Also today, after the service, there will be coffee, cookies, and juice downstairs. So you're all invited. We'd love to have you come downstairs with us. And if you're not familiar with the Lessons and Carol service that you have in your program this morning, don't worry. Everything is printed in the program, and I will prompt you through and direct you through the service. All right, would you please stand as you're able in honor of God as His Word is read? If you have a Bible with you, you can turn to Hebrews chapter 1, and I'll read verses 1 through 4. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature. And He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name He has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Would you please turn in your program to page number 2? Please remain standing as we sing, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Come,
would you please remain standing as we confess our faith together in the Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 8, paragraphs, 1 and 2. You'll find those on page 3 of your program. And we'll recite these together. It pleased God in His eternal purpose to choose and ordain the Lord Jesus, His only begotten Son, to be the mediator between God and man, the prophet, priest, and king, the head and savior of His church, the heir of all things, and judge of the world, unto whom He did from all eternity give a people to be His seed, and to be by Him in time redeemed, called, justified, sanctified, and glorified. The Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, being very and eternal God, of one substance and equal with the Father, did, when the fullness of time was come, take upon Him man's nature, with all the essential properties and common infirmities thereof, yet without sin, being conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost in the womb of the Virgin Mary of her substance, so that two whole, perfect, and distinct natures, the Godhead and the manhood, were inseparably joined together in one person, without conversion, composition, or confusion, which person is very God and very man, yet one Christ, the only mediator between God and man. Thank you. You may be seated. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we are thankful this morning that we, as we come to worship You and we come to celebrate the incarnation of God the Son, who for us and for our salvation took on humanity. Lord, we commit this service to You. We ask that You would bless it. May our focus be on You. May we focus on You and respond to You, which is what worship is. Lord, You are worthy of all of our worship, our praise, our thanks, our love, our devotion. May our time this morning be pleasing and honoring to You. We're thankful as well that the greatest story ever told is You, Father, saving a people for Yourself through the person and the work of Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a story that is woven throughout the entire Bible. You created human beings in Your image and in Your likeness in order to reflect You, to make You visible. But our first parents rebelled against You, and their sin was passed down to all of their descendants, including us. Because of our sin, we are separated from You. We're separated from each other. We're separated from ourselves. We're separated from Your creation as well. But Lord, we're incredibly thankful that You did not leave us in that helpless and hopeless condition. You sent Your Son to this earth to take on humanity, to become one of us, to live in a perfect life in our place, to die for our sins as our substitute, and to rise again from the dead victoriously. Lord, through faith in Him and what He has done for us, You restore us. You begin the process of restoring us. And You redeem us. And Father, You are at work doing that in each and every one of our lives until the end will come when you will make all things right. And Father, we're thankful for all of that because without Christmas, we don't have that message, the gospel. Without the gospel, we don't have Christmas either. Lord, we're thankful for that. May we believe that gospel. Father, we all have needs, and we come before you this morning bringing those to you. Lord, we pray especially this morning for Karen DeBoer. We pray that you would heal her, that you would bring her back to full and good health. Lord, we pray for Connie Burge, for Bob Imboden, and for others, any who need healing. We pray that you would bring that. Lord, there are some who need guidance. We pray that you would give that to them. Others need wisdom. Some need provision. Many, if not all of us, need strength. Lord, some need hope. Some need companionship. Father, would you provide all of those things in your grace and in your mercy? Lord, may we focus on you and direct our attention to you today. Would you open our eyes so that we can see, our ears so that we can hear, and our hearts so that we can believe and act in the words that we hear read from the scriptures this morning and from the songs that we sing. Father, we don't want this to be just another ritual. We want this to have meaning and reality, and it can. We pray that you would bring that reality to us this morning. Lord, as we prepare to take an offering, I pray we would give with a heart of gratitude and a heart of thankfulness. Would you use these offerings, Father, to build and advance your kingdom for your glory and for our good. Lord, we pray all of this in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Would the men please come forward who are going to be receiving the offering? Thank you. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field, and on your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." I'll make a little note here and just say, sometimes the ensemble will stand when you are sitting. Just, it's okay. I'll prompt you along with that. I will say now, would you please join us as we sing, "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus"? The ensemble will stand, but you will remain seated. Thank you. It's on pages 6 and 7 of your program. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." And would you please stand as you're able as we sing, "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing." People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Now let's sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem, together. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fatted calf together. And a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Our ensemble will now sing, O Children Come.
Hear the cry from Bethlehem, O children, come. Son of God, now born to men, O children, come. Bring your trouble, bring your fear, bring the needs that draw you near, find the hope of all the year, O children, come. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, O children, come. Righteous rule that will not end, O children, come. Lay down all our bitterness, turn from sin, toil, and distress, find His grace and perfect rest, O children, come. Where the Father's grace has walked, O children, come. Where you see the hurt and lost, O children, come. Show the mercy shown to you, gift of kindness to renew, love from hearts sincere and true, O children, come. O children, come.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with thee." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of David forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Would you please stand as you're able as we sing "Angels We Have Heard on High"? We have to sing this song standing. We have to.
Mountains in glory, by echo back there.
Thank you. You may be seated. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And all went to be registered, each to his own hometown. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Good Christian Men Rejoice will now be sung by our ensemble. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Our ensemble will now sing "No Longer a Baby."
Thank you.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Who is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly, and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Would you please join us as we sing, What Child Is This?
Thank you.
And now will be the time of our candle lighting. Some of the lights will be dimmed. Andrew and David are going to come up the row, and they will light your candle and then light the person's next to yours. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now let's sing together Fullness of Grace. You can remain seated. If you're not familiar with this song, I hope you do become more familiar with it. Fullness of Grace.
Power and glory, on being and to our world.
Now would you please put out your candle and stand as you're able for the benediction. And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." Amen. You may put your candles in the little slots where we usually put the communion cups if you would like. You can also keep them and put them back in the basket if you would like to do that as well. Thank you for being here today. Again, remember there are cookies, coffee, juice downstairs. We'd love to have you. I would like to introduce, for those of you who are not aware of who the ensemble are, would like to, and also to thank them tremendously. Carrie Cadd, Jesse Cadd, John Harper, Karen Harper, Pam Harris, thank you. I almost had the wrong last name. Pam Harris and Katie Tisch, the one at the piano and who spearheaded all of this. So thank you very, very much. It was wonderful. So let me be the first officially, even though it isn't Christmas Day yet. It's not Christmas yet. I love to say this. Merry Christmas. Thank you. There are bags of candy for the kids on the back shelf. Please take one. And the definition of kid may grow. So.